Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
My main focus was I want to be healthy. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to get a cold. I don't want to get the flu. I was just trying to make sure that I can get up each day and not go, oh, my gosh, I feel like crap. I don't even want to get out of bed. I wanted to be like, all right, let's go. And I feel like I've accomplished that. I got the energy that I need, and I don't get sick, and it's good. So I'm attributing that to the balance of nature. And it's like, wow, man, this is great.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word KATE in. Thanks, you guys.
I know it's been a crazy year, but when did we vote for Bill Gates, the New York Times, and China to rule over us? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Confiscation, and is there a difference?
The same way we got machine guns done. We are capable of doing it. Other countries have been, and we've done it in the past. You have to set up a system, yeah, that is mandatory.
This liberal will be all about socializing, will be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay.
But I will always be real with you. I will be bold without the bull.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, you call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it.
And then you have to add on Biden, I don't know where I am, every 5 minutes, and the thing. And then you have to add on Kamala Cackle, the Hormala Cackle is what we call it, cackling in the most awkward, weird places. And then you've got the wrap-up of the Democratic reel of sicko, anyway, of communism. It's fun. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. And of course, I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm
excellent.
Bold without the bold.
I'm bold without the bold. And here's Chris Ann, because she ain't bold without the bold, I tell you what. How are you?
You can't make that stuff up. Where does that come from?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
But they admit it. They're admitting it. That's what's so strange, is they used to hide it, and they used to be really
admitting
good.
Admitting that they're stupid?
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know. When you speak nonsense, and
right.
You're
yeah.
supposed to be making sense, and you want people to make you think you're making sense,
mm-hmm.
and then you're not making sense.
Right. But when you're not grounded in principle, this is what you get, though, because there's no principles attached. So they end up running into the last statement and then making no sense. Uncle Milty?
Look, it all went downhill when we realized we had a member of the House of Representatives who thought an island could turn over with too many people on it. It was all over then.
So true. Oh, dear. There are no words sometimes. Chrisanne Hall, how are you doing? You're out there educating and teaching and reminding people that we're supposed to have liberty. And I was just talking about liberty. What's the difference between freedom and liberty to you?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I don't think it's important what it means to me. I can tell you what it actually means.
Please. I like that even better.
Yeah, liberty is very simply, it's a formula that mm-hmm. I give my younger students.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty is freedom plus morality, because mm. freedom is the freedom to do whatever you want, however you want, you know, in whatever way you want, regardless of how that hurts other people. So mm-hmm. freedom is ultimate self-authority.
Mm-hmm.
But liberty and freedom are not the same thing, because liberty says, yes, I recognize I'm free, but there are some things that I will not do because they're wrong. See, that whole element mm-hmm. of freedom plus morality is self-governance.
Yes.
So in order to have liberty, you mm-hmm. have to have an element of self-governance, because right. the more government you have
mm-hmm.
as a response to a lack of self-governance
mm-hmm.
means less liberty that you have.
So
the more liberty you have,
mm-hmm.
which is a result of greater self-control,
mm-hmm.
is less government that you need.
Okay. And what did the founders talk more about, liberty or freedom?
Liberty.
Yeah. I hope everybody gets that. It's a huge point.
Yeah, because Sam, you know, I mean, that's over and over again. John Adams said, liberty must at all hazards be supported.
Mm-hmm.
We have a right to it derived from our maker, but if we had not, our fathers have bought and purchased it for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasure, and their blood. Samuel Adams was constantly talking about liberty, you know, mm-hmm. about how we will not tamely surrender liberty when we are knowledgeable and virtuous. And then you have Patrick Henry in the very famous, give me liberty or give me death. He didn't say give me freedom.
Amen, sister. Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, so glad you're with us. And I'm really glad you spelled that out, because I think a lot of people don't know the difference. They don't know that the founders concentrated on liberty, that this was what they mm-hmm. talked about with the intent that we would understand what that meant to protect it.
Yeah, right? Not only understand it, but to be honest, they thought that we would become more, what's the word I'm looking for? We would become more mature in liberty, so that we would need less government
right.
as we became more mature in liberty.
Right.
And the idea was, look at us. We mm-hmm. have become more capable of governing ourselves, so we don't need a king anymore. Surely if we keep moving forward in this trajectory, then we're not going to be needing we don't need a king mm. now, so obviously we'll be doing better later.
Right.
We won't need the government that we've created.
And why are the Democrats so intent on telling everyone, like Biden did last night a million times in his speech, where the few people that actually attended were Biden fans, but the rest of the Congress people, Congress didn't show up. But why he uses the word democracy every 5 seconds?
Well, because if you repeat a lie long enough, people will begin to believe it to be mm-hmm. true. Yeah. I know some people say if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes true. But a lie never becomes true.
Sure.
You just simply start believing lies
to
be true. And the whole attack is on the constitutional republic, which places government in the hands of the people, and a responsibility of the people to self-govern. So minimal government is what we created in a constitutional republic. The people who are in the establishment party, and that would be Republican and Democrat on both sides, are not minimal government people. They're maximum power people, and maximum power people want maximum government, because government is the simplest way to achieve maximum individual power over people.
Yep.
And so that's what they do. They want us to believe we're a democracy
mm-hmm.
because that's mob rule,
mm-hmm.
and mobs are easy to control.
Yep.
All you need are crises. All you need are tragedies. All you need is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can convince people to do anything that you want them to do,
mm-hmm.
chasing around their phantom, whatever that may be,
mm-hmm.
security, prosperity,
sure.
and health,
right.
whatever that might be. Then they start chasing that around, doing mm-hmm. whatever you tell them to do,
right.
and they will trade everything to have things that are unachievable, but that the power brokers will profess they can provide.
Aha. I did want to get your thoughts. Thank you for that. I did want to get your thoughts on D.C. becoming a state. How did you feel about that?
You know, I think that's part of a distraction of a dog and pony show, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, because there's too much that has to happen. Constitutionally speaking, now that doesn't mean we have to actually follow the Constitution, but we're going to have to follow some element of the Constitution for them to be able to say, look, we're doing this properly. They can't just, I just don't see them getting away with mm-hmm. setting the whole system aside. That would be completely contrary to any historical mm-hmm. human nature element. And so if you follow the Constitution completely, before they can even petition to join the union, they must have a separate independent government, which means Washington, D.C. would have to have a constitution of their own. They would have to have a governor, a legislature, a judiciary of their own. They would have to be able to operate independently as an independent state. Then they would have to petition to become a state, mm-hmm. and then the states would have to vote to let them in the union.
Yeah.
Now, before all of that would have to happen, you'd have to amend the Constitution. To amend the Constitution to allow D.C. to become a state,
mm-hmm.
which would mean there would be no center for the federal government anymore. There would just be 51 states. There would be no federal place for government. So then you would have to amend the Constitution to try to figure out where's your new set Washington, D.C. going to be. Either you have no federal government and you're just 51 states, or you have a federal government and you need to have a new center.
Right.
Meanwhile, what happens if you realize that Washington, D.C. was actually ceded? The property was voluntarily ceded by other states. So wouldn't you have to petition those states to say, yes, we give you permission to be your own state?
Interesting.
Hmm.
Quite a quandary. Quite a quandary to get around the Constitution.
It's a big nothing burger. It's a big distraction.
Right.
Puerto Rico has a better chance of being a state than Washington, D.C. But the bottom line is this. If the American people, if the states in the union allow this to happen, mm-hmm. then there is no union anymore.
Right.
And that's the bottom line. There just simply is no longer a union in place.
So
you now have a state capital.
Right.
And that's exactly what our founders did not want and wrote reams and reams about it. I can't even see the Supreme Court going
through. I don't know. So. They're pretty bought right now. But anyway, yeah, I get it. In the next minute.
Even as bought as they are, like I said, there are so much you have to set aside.
Right. That's true. What do you think? What do you worry about most with this administration? Second Amendment, free speech? I mean, what do you think the thing is that they are after the most right now? What do you think that thing is? What are they?
Attention.
Attention. Nice. Okay.
You know what irritates me more than anything?
What's up?
Everybody running around being angry at Biden.
The puppet.
Okay. Shut up about Biden and start getting angry at your governor and your sheriff. Because guess what? Biden has no power unless your governor and your sheriff cede their authority to a king. And so I don't get into all this Biden hatred, because that's just political party, partisan politics distraction.
Perfect.
It's to keep people separated from their real power, keep people separated from their real control, so that they keep clamoring for a king. You know, most people who don't like Biden thought we had a good king in Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a bad king. So now we have to hate the king and get a better king.
Thank you, Chrisanne. ChrisanneHall.com. Go get some education. ChrisanneHall.com. Thank you.